joining me. Let's set the scene here. We're at the foot of 41st Avenue. We're looking at Billabong. Over here is also a nice Rip Curl store. You have Freeline, which, you know, I've never been crazy about Freeline's customer service.
I haven't spent a lot of time in that shop.
I may change my tune if I interview Pete Mel. I'll be a lot nicer about Freeline. John, there's John Mel, who's a shaper. He's a really nice guy. I've met him, and he's a sweet guy. His kid is Pete Mel, who you see on the WSL deals. And I've met Pete Mel in Freeline. But when I go in there, a couple things. One, actually, last time I went in there, customer service was really good. I was looking for a 10-inch Greeno 4A, and the guy was like, I don't have it. But he goes, I'll call, you know, was it Sarah over there at Rainbow? She'll come bring it, you know, tomorrow.
Cool.
You know, he helped me out. All the other five times, last time I've been there, I noticed a couple things. Sorry, there's some ambient noise, but that's why you tune in, to hear ambient noise on my podcast, because you don't have a choice. But kind of rude customer service, and then also a lot of pop-outs in there. Like, do you see those torque boards?
Yeah.
You don't see, they're not the Firewire dealer Billabong is, but they have a lot of Channel Islands, and they kind of have like those modern, like, you know, those like plasticky modern boards. So anyway, that's Freeline. Next to that is the Santa Cruz Boardroom, which is a skate shop. And then you have Buell Surf.
Yeah.
So 41st is a cool, if you ever visit Santa Cruz, go down 41st Avenue. It's just a cool kind of dose of what Santa Cruz is about in terms of their surf culture and how they try to make money off it.
I think across the street from Freeline, or kind of across the corner there, we got Pleasure Pizza.
Yes.
Which I think is the best pie in town.
Pleasure Pizza, made famous by the Disney movie with Gerard Butler.
Yes, that's it.
Jay Moriarty
used to sling pies.
That's right.
And as a pizza enthusiast.
And I believe he made love with his girlfriend in a rainy night in a closed, locked up Pleasure Point Pizza post shift.
I've seen the film and I don't remember that, but
it's
maybe I gotta watch it again.
If I didn't live here, I probably would have never watched it. But because I like Frosty Hessen, who's a really sweet guy around town, and Jay sounded like a really sweet guy, and his wife, his girlfriend, I don't know what their relationship was at the time of his passing, but Kim Moriarty, I know she's involved with charity work around town. Yep. My wife's worked with her on a charity or two.
Yeah, I saw that.
She's a sweetheart. So anyway, I'm a fan, and that is, if you want to watch something cool with your kids, in fact, that'd be a good one to reintroduce to my kids.
Yeah, I agree.
It's called Making Mavericks?
Chasing Mavericks.
Thank you.
Chasing Mavericks.
Eric, we surfed this morning. We haven't heard from you in a while. I had, I was hit up on Instagram by a gentleman named Damian Anderson. He's out of the Victoria region of Australia, and he has some questions for us. I'm going to get to those questions, but first give a surf report, where we went and how it went, and then talk about the penultimate event that
led. The incident.
Go ahead.
This morning, we coordinated this yesterday. We were going to try and surf together. We've actually been in the water twice together in the last couple weeks.
It's great.
Rare,
rekindling our relationship.
Maybe 6+ months since we've gotten in the water together. So we decided
that... Move your mic since you're looking at me. I'm going to move to this side.
Sure.
That makes sense.
We decided we were going to surf this morning, and the call was we were going to get in at Private's Beach and potentially paddle up to Shark's Cove, and that's exactly what we did. So I would say the call today, it was probably 3 foot, 1 to 3 foot, with an occasional 4-foot wave coming through.
What board did you bring?
That goddamn glider.
You already know.
The listeners, you know the answer. So
we're going to start calling
that.
You Glider Eric.
That's, I like it.
Glider Eric.
I surfed that. You took out your Ron, your regular old nose rider, and we got, you know, a few interesting waves. So.
Yeah, it was a forgettable session. All in all.
I felt like everywhere we sat and surfed, we were kind of looking up the coast and like, it looks a little better up there.
Yeah.
And then we'd get to that spot and be like, well, it even looks a little better up there.
But we got it. Like, surfing is just, in the COVID age, absolutely blown up. Like, everybody is surfing. So, Privates, or Publix now it's called, that you coined that term. And I think it's going to go viral. And I think you're onto something there. And if you could figure out a way to make money off that, you should.
You should make a t-shirt.
Right.
So...
No, I was going to say, as Privates kind of bleeds into the Hook as you move north. I've talked about the Hook before. It's at the foot of 41st Street, and it's very, very crowded.
And you, the listener, should go surf there.
Right.
And everyone should go surf.
But there's lots of sharks, and it's really cold.
Yeah. And the locals are really angry.
Right.
So, as we were surfing Sharks Cove, we were glancing up towards the second bowl of the Hook, and there were longboarders there, and they were getting steep ones. So we paddled our way up there, didn't we, Jeff?
I took my 910 regular old nose rider, and yes, we kept moving north. I got a couple at Sharks, and then we decided, let's go hit the Hook.
It seemed like a pretty friendly vibe at a glance.
Yes.
There's a handful of longboarders kind of sharing waves.
And yes.
I paddled out the back and I waited my turn.
Yeah.
And I sat there and I waited, and there's kids on foamies and getting pushed into waves, and everyone's having a good time. And, you know, I did not want to grab a wave right off the bat as the newcomer to the lineup. So I waited, and I kind of let the whole rotation go through. And I ended up sitting out the back, and a set wave came through.
Yes.
Probably chest high, I'd say four to five foot face.
Eric's a good surfer, by the way. And when I say good, it's like he's not throwing buckets off the lip.
No, never.
But you know what makes a good surfer, I think, is the poise, is the posture. Not even like, I mean, you don't notice your pop-up, which is a good thing. Like, if you don't notice the pop-up, that means it's kind of like an umpire in baseball. If the umpire's doing his job when you don't notice him,
you're doing
a good pop-up if someone watches it and doesn't notice. So your pop-up is fine, I guess, but I've never noticed. That means it's not ugly. But what you do is you stand tall, you stand proud, and you always kind of find your way in the pocket. I've noticed that. And that's what, when I interviewed Jonathan Wayne Freeman a couple months ago, he said after, 30 years of surfing, I just realized I'm supposed to stay in the pocket.
That's funny.
And you do that. And probably by virtue of that Nick Palandrini 11-0 glider.
Yeah.
A goddamn glider.
Well, I really appreciate the kind words. What I would say of my own surfing is that I know how to surf. I'm comfortable getting out in small days and big days, and I'm far from the best person in the water at any given moment, but I feel comfortable surfing amongst the best surfers in the water.
I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, gosh darn it, people like me.
Oh, well, which brings us to today.
So, that was an SNL bit years ago.
I was waiting my turn, and everyone cycled through, and a big one, bigger one for the day, came out the back.
If I can interject, Eric went to the middle peak or the second peak. I kind of hung back in between Sharks and the Hook because there's some longboard. I was on my nose rider, so I wanted to practice cross-stepping, which I did none of today. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to practice stepping and grab. You know, like when you're surfing and you see that cute guy. I was going to say
another one,
but then I
don't
want to come off sexist.
Yeah.
But anyway, you see that good-looking guy or gal, and they're like, they got the hipster vibe going. They're on a blank, beautiful, just cream-colored board with no leash. But then they just start plucking off these little like ankle biters that go past you that you never look at. And then next thing you know, you see them whizzing down the line and they're stepping all graceful. That was my goal today. So that's where I was, kind of a little bit on the inside, off the shoulder of the hook. And I actually got some good rides. Eric, you know Eric, I spoke about him in an episode of one or two episodes ago. He goes to the main peak and you wait for that for the alpha wave.
And I want that one good one.
And you ride it well.
And I could get five or six small ones, but I just want that one good one. It's what I want. So I tell myself it's because I'm heavier, so I want a little more juice. That's what I say. So I'm sitting there, and one's coming my way.
Right.
And I've been patient. I've waited my turn. I've watched kids paddle in on and off my shoulder that will drop in on me if I go, and I haven't gone. So I give the kids room
kids
to surf. And a good one just happened to come my way, and God damn it, I was going to go for it.
Yes.
So I paddled in, stroked in, up to my feet. I'm already headed down the line before I fully
in the curl.
Stood up in the curl. And
I've seen this. I've witnessed all of this.
This guy who's pushing his kids into waves, he's on a wave storm.
Cute.
He looks over his shoulder, sees me.
The surface looks harmless enough.
Yeah.
Guys out here on a foamy, his kids on a shortboard. Cute. I got two boys. You have a boy. You got a little girl.
Yeah.
Like, I always look fondly at dads who are pushing their kids in the
waves.
Agree.
And I feel like, hey, you know, I've been letting his kids go. I know he's seen me out here waiting my turn. He's not going to, he wouldn't drop on me. He wouldn't do that.
No.
No one would do that. He does it. And right in on me. And I stop and I think to myself, hey, maybe he didn't see me. So I give him a little, you know, a lot of people whistle.
You give him a little, like a nice little polite way.
I'm always worried that if I try and whistle, and I won't get it out. So I say, like, hey.
I call my kids boy a lot. Like, I go, come on, boy, let's brush your teeth.
Yeah, there you go.
And listen, and then I was a girl dropped into me, and I just instinctively, and she was a young lady. She was like 20, or who knows, 16, I don't know. But she was just a young girl having fun, and I meant no harm.
Yeah.
But she dropped in on me, and I was humming down the line at Capitola about a couple weeks ago. And instead of boy, I go, hey, girl. And I thought, as I'm saying it on the wave.
You're like, man.
Because I thought, I was like, I considered her a kid.
Yeah,
I'm an old 39-year-old now, so she looked like a kid to me. And I called Joe and Daniel boy.
Yeah.
So I go, hey, girl. girl. And then, and I was like, God, that sounds horrible. Like, yeah. as I said it. So then I just totally shut up and I just let her go. And then she just, I let her have the wave. And then I didn't, and then we paddled. I go, that was a really fun wave, right? Like, I want to make up
you're
for
compensating.
It.
You're yeah. compensating.
Yeah. So we're compensating.
Maybe she didn't notice.
Imagine being like, while you're surfing, worrying about
yeah, being right? politically being correct. Ridiculous.
But it seemed like a kind of a poor way to speak to anybody by just yeah, calling yeah, them yeah. by their, hey girl, hey boy.
Yeah,
it's my
sure.
kids. I want to talk. I'll talk yeah, down. Yeah. I want to beat their ego down. But anyway, that. To your point, so you did not think that this douchebag, I mean this dad, was yeah. going to drop in
no,
on you.
No, and then I gave him the Benny, and I thought...
What's the Benny?
The benefit of the doubt. You got to okay. work that in, the Benny. So I gave him the Benny,
Well,
and I
Benny's...
figured he didn't see me. No one would do this if they saw me.
Zanny's, yeah, never
and
mind.
And he made this cut back and came back towards me, and then I figured, hey, we made eye contact, and... He narrowly, our boards almost collided.
What a jerk.
He's on a foamy, so it's not going to hurt anyone. But, you know, we all know the rules. And so I figured, okay, he's going to kick out the top. He's now seen me. We almost collided. I had to slow back down. I'm still in the slot. He's racing out ahead of me. And he comes back up to the top. And instead of kicking out, he does a big round turn, and he runs over the nose of my board. And he hits my feet. And so my wave is over. I fall off or jump off. And then you said you saw him
fall
off
as well.
Well,
I saw that. If I could interject regarding that moment. Holy shit, is that him right here in the parking lot? Let's have him. If we see him, if we see him,
yeah,
I'm going to give him my mic, and you guys are
yeah.
going to work it out.
Yeah,
okay.
I like it.
What I saw was he was a very competent surfer.
Yeah, clearly.
Which frustrated me. Right. But so he got up, and he was in front of you, right? So first thought was, I saw where you posted up. I'd got two or three already on the inside, and yeah. I thought Eric's just waiting for that one.
Yeah,
and you earn it, and you're a conscientious guy. I think that's why listeners. I venture to say that we have a connection with listeners because they sense that I consider myself a good guy. In other words, if someone's turn, you know, do the turn. Sometimes it's better to swallow your ego and share, and it may not be the happiest thing that you know to do, but it might give you some satisfaction, right? And I think in life you got to chase satisfaction. I don't think you have to just try to be happy in the moment. I think you need to be a good person so at night you're satisfied, and when you die a satisfied human, and you feel like you added more
you brought
to this
good
existence
into the world.
Than you took away.
Yeah.
So on that note. There are times where someone gets a killer wave that I probably, if I was a dickhead, I should have had. But whatever. Life is short. Like,
yeah,
whatever.
There will always be another wave.
So that's your ethos as well. I just yeah. say, I ramble about that because that's your ethos too. And that's why I like you. So anyway, it's your time. And I see you. Oh, fuck. Eric's got a wave. He's in. He's in the curl. He's on his 11-footer. Oh, there's a guy on a blue soft top. God bless soft tops. And the color blue.
There's a place for him.
This guy drops in front of you. And I think, well, he's on a blue soft top, so he probably doesn't realize it. And Eric is cool, and I'm sure Eric will holler at him.
Yeah.
So instead, and then I realized, oh, wait, the guy on the blue soft top can rip.
Yeah.
He's a pretty good surfer,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, but he's with his kid, right? So you assume, I don't know, you're deferential. When you're with your kid, you're just, you want everything to be on the up and up.
Sure.
You're not, dude, when you take your kid surfing, you don't drop in on people.
Yeah, no,
like,
you,
that alone.
Yeah, you don't invite conflict into a situation when your kid is present.
By the way, my kids don't really want to surf, but I would never take him in crowded hook.
Yeah,
so
me either.
He's already indoctrinated him.
And
this
honestly,
kid's going to be dropping in on me before long. And he was a good little surfer, too.
I bite my tongue in general in life. When I see situations in which I've been wronged, I usually just walk away.
Right.
And don't say anything, because it's not worth the trouble. But especially if I'm with my kid. I mean, people can egregiously wrong me, and I'm just going to walk away.
Because you want to behave appropriately,
yeah.
and because you're teaching your kid how to behave in public.
I don't want my kid to be uncomfortable watching conflict.
Precisely.
You know, it's uncomfortable.
And you're teaching your kid how to behave in public.
This guy didn't give a fuck, though.
No.
Clearly.
And it's so depressing, but...
So.
So wait, he did this cutback that you mentioned. It wasn't a cutback, man. He lost his balance, and he started falling. I swear to God, he waved his arms. I'm sure you're preoccupied just trying to surf and waiting for him to kick out for you.
Yeah.
So you could rip the rest of this wave. And it was a great wave. It's a right. It's a nice, steep, humming right. Dude, the hook has never been, I think, I can't remember. I interviewed a shaper, and they said something to the tune of, the hook is a high-performance wave. There's never been a high-performance wave with so, like, low-performing surfers on it.
Right? Yeah, I agree with that.
And so...
And honestly, when the hook is working,
yeah.
it's magic. It really
is. It's a beautiful wave.
It's maybe one of the best waves, if not the best wave in town, when it's working.
And I'm not blowing the spot up. I hardly want to go there ever again.
Everyone should go there.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, but he fell back. He kind of stumbled back on his board, and he kind of lost his balance and turned straight into you.
Yeah.
Listen, right? So when in my head, I'm seeing this happen. You both, I am assuming, there's going to be a collision, and you're both going to fall off your board.
Yeah.
So, no. He turns into you. And you said he actually went over your board.
Yeah.
So this guy's pretty skilled if you think about it.
The nose of his board went over the nose of my board.
And you fell back and off. And yeah. I know that you're not going to like, oh, well, shit, it's fighting time. Like, I know you're cool. You'd be like, yeah, no worries. You know, just got to look behind you, you know. But instead, what he does is he gathers his balance once you're done. And then he just cranks a dope bottom turn and starts like cross-stepping and dancing over the corpse of your board.
I saw him do it. So as he ran over the front of my board, I had a split second where I thought the aggressor within me thought to myself, like, look, this motherfucker already turned back on me once. And I straightened out to give him room so we didn't collide. And we came within a few inches of each other.
Because that was the second. I only saw.
This was the second time he
cut back into me.
When I looked
up is when I saw that second one. Okay, got it.
So the first time he did it, I straightened out to avoid him. And we came within a narrow bump of each other. And there was no element of his board was going to hurt my board. He's on a foamy. And then when he did it the second time, I thought to myself.
What a dick.
I thought to myself, do I just surf this board straight up this guy's ass? Like, he's not getting out of my way. And then I thought to myself, because he's coming back into me, he's counting on me banking to get away from him. But maybe I just go into him and just fucking shove him. Right. I thought about it for a second.
Yeah, but you don't want to commit
public assault. I don't want to have this physical confrontation.
Yeah, like ruin your whole morning.
But at the same point, like, he is coming back into me with intention.
So, is that him?
And I thought about it. And no, that's not him. And I thought to myself, you know, I want to cut back on this guy. And like, do I want to get out of his way? Or if he's going to cut back into me, maybe I turn up the face and just go right into him and just shoulder into him. Maybe I don't push him. I thought about pushing him. Maybe I just shove him right off his board, like, boom, and just put him on his back. Or maybe I just come in and just crunch into him. And the reason I fell over is because we came in, I kind of leaned back as our bodies were about to collide. I'm like, well, I need to keep leaning back or we are going to collide. And then I just, boop, off the back of my board. And I paddled out back, and I was waiting for him to come back out. And I'm thinking to myself, do I say something to this guy? Maybe, maybe not.
So I saw that. And can I tell you this?
Yeah.
It was so wrong. And it was the part where he danced over the corpse of your glider. And I saw you pop up and watch him go. Because, yeah, you have an interaction like that. You want to see what that dude is going to do.
Sure.
Like, down the wave, right?
Sure.
Is he in the poo stance? Is his legs wider than his shoulders?
No, he can surf, man. He knew how to surf.
The guy danced on the corpse of your glider, and he did this like, whoa. Here's what bugged me. Can I tell you what bugged me?
Yeah, tell me.
I immediately recognized he was a douche. I was like, oh, he did that on purpose, and he doesn't care, and here he goes. Okay. What a way to live, by the way.
Yeah.
Good luck making a lot of money with that attitude. Well, or maybe that does make a lot of money. I don't know. Good luck being happy in life. How about
that? He didn't look like he was making money.
That is not that. Maybe he. You know what? That attitude might make you a lot of money, but you will not be happy. That's what I meant.
Might make you the president.
Yeah. Right. Correct. Exactly the point. This guy for 20. I'm going to vote for this guy. In fact, I love his attitude. All right. I'm going to write it. We got to go back and get his name. I'm going to write it in. Him or Yeezy? Question: do you write Kanye, Yeezy, or Ye on the ballot?
I'm writing Ye.
Okay, I'm doing Yeezy.
Ye.
Would that all? Do you think the voting commission knows like to accept any of those three names?
They'll know.
Okay. So this was the douchiest part to me.
Yeah.
This is what bugged me a lot. I think he realized he was a dick. So then it's kind of like the Ellen DeGeneres thing, right? You heard she's a miserable mom.
Yeah,
I've heard the same about Rosie O'Donnell. She's miserable behind the scenes.
Sure.
But remember when she had her show? It was like, you know, cutesy patootsy and, you know. Anyway. He saw his kid, and I appreciate surfing with your kid. That's cool. And God bless your kid. And he saw his kid, and he goes, like, Ethan, or whatever, some douchey name.
He actually, his kid's got the same name as my kid. He's like, all right, Isla, go paddle.
Was it Isla? Okay, whatever. Yeah, it's a hip name. Anyway, you did amazing. That was amazing. Like, that's exactly what he started saying, like, saying out loud to his kid as he paddled back to the lineup, knowing that you're there waiting for him.
Sure.
That was amazing. It's like, Like that alone, like the fact that you overcompensated with that positive, like barking just like positive monikers now to just, I don't know. So I knew, okay, this guy's kind of oblivious and he's a douche. Mm-hmm. So then he gets back to you and then we kind of forget about it. And can I tell you, my gut said I should paddle over. I almost felt like paddling over and saying something, but I don't want to, but I'll let the next guy do it. Yeah.
So
I'm down here,
I watched him
waves.
Paddle back out and I was, you know, honestly, after I fell off my board and he finished the ride, I almost paddled over to him to say something to him.
Well, it was so egregious. What?
Dentist Will driving by. Dentist Will driving by. Surf's Capital all the time. Nice guy.
Oh, cool.
Sorry to get sidetracked there.
Dentist Will. There's so many dentists in Santa Cruz. I can't
believe it. Hey, man, if you need your teeth fixed, Santa Cruz.
Come to Santa Cruz. It's a thriving dental community.
Yep. So, you know, he paddled back out, and I thought about saying something to him. I almost paddled over to him and said something before he made his way back out. I paddled out the back, and I thought to myself, you know what? Fuck it. Life's too short. I'll get the next one. You know, that's what it is. And next one came my way, stroked into it, popped up right in the slot. Motherfucker drops right in on me.
Right in on you again.
Same situation.
And you...
And he chandeliers it, and he dumps the wave, and I get left behind, ultimately, and he shot out ahead of it.
And I saw that, too.
Yep.
And again, I'm about 200 yards on the shoulder on the inside. I'm catching just nice little longboard waves that I could try to practice stepping on. And I see that again, and then...
Yep. And so, I'm a peaceful guy, Jeff, as you highlighted. I don't like to fight. I don't usually... I think I've yelled at someone one time in the lineup, and it's because my wife and I were in a fight, and my kids were making me mad. And, you know, I just... He gave me the opportunity. He didn't even yell... Like, it wasn't even my beef. Like, he was yelling at some beginners, some vowels, and I just fucking unloaded on him. I'm like... I just blew up on him. That's, I think, the only time in 15 years or 16 years that I've said something to someone. And I thought to myself, look, I don't want to fight, but at this point, if I don't say something, I'm this guy's bitch.
Exactly.
Like, he's going to go on every fucking wave.
Yeah, it's wrong.
And so he paddled out, and I paddled over to him, and I just said, hey, man, what happened there? And he said, well, it's one foot. It's small. And said, hey, look, that's twice in a row you've burned me now. I said, I know you see me. You see me going for it. You know I can surf. You know I'm not going to fall over. So what are you doing? And it's uncomfortable because he's paddling out and he's got his kid kind of hanging on to the back of his surfboard.
You want to be respectable. Yeah, you don't want to be like, what the fuck, bro?
Yeah, so I'm not cursing at him.
That's not you anyway.
And I'm not coming at him with like outward hostility. I'm not raising my voice. I asked him genuinely, I'm like, hey, man, what's going on in your head here? That why are you dropping in on me over and over? Because you've done it twice in a row. And, he's like, whoa, it's 1 foot, it's small, longboarders aren't even supposed to be here, and I just can't get a word in. Like he just
talked over
me. He's in the wrong, and he's just fully talking over me. He's going on and on. I've been surfing here my whole life. Longboarders aren't even belonging here at this spot.
He would have done great.
This is the one regulated police spot in the lineup.
He took notes from that first
Santa Cruz.
He took notes from that first presidential debate.
He was doing his best Trump impersonation. And meanwhile, he's on a softy.
On a longboard, basically.
Like telling me that longboards don't belong there. And then he pivots and says, well, you're riding an 11-foot board anyway.
He knew you were on 11.
He's like, a 10-6 and 11? He's like, yeah, it's
what
an 11-footer. And he wouldn't let me get a word in, and then paddles away. And
but you're not, you had it, that was your second wave that you had. Like, the first one you had, he dropped in on, and then your second attempt, he dropped in on.
Back to back.
And you waited your turn. You're not like, I'm on 11-footer. I can catch everything, so I'm going to take everything.
I'm giving my respect to the people in the lineup.
You realize you have
I've let other people go by.
In your hands.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, was it Josh Hall, the surfboard shaper, surfs gliders, big boards, as he calls them.
Big boards
and
is the politically correct term.
Yeah, he's like, look, the bigger your board, the more aloha you need to bring with you to the lineup. Because you can catch everything.
Right.
And it's fucked up if you catch everything.
That's
and
right.
So I'm letting people go by. And I'm waiting my turn. And he's burned me twice. And I have to say something. So I do.
Yeah.
And then you come up as he and I.
Well, if I may, the second I saw this, before the wave was even completed, I thought, the first time I thought, boy, I feel compelled to go paddle up. But we don't want that drama. The second time, I was like, I'm going to say something to him. And as I'm halfway there, I see that you guys are already talking. So I'm like, oh, great.
Here we go.
And so what'd you say when you were already talking to him before?
I was just telling him, I'm like, look, man, that's twice in a row. Like, you're clearly doing this on purpose. It's not right. I'm waiting my turn.
Come on, what gives, man?
And, I was like, look,
I just
dude,
wave.
Like, you're here with your kids. I feel bad that I'm even talking to you when you're here with your kids. It's uncomfortable. I would feel bummed if someone was creating conflict with me
with my kids.
But you're doing this on purpose. I said, knock it off. Just give me my space. Like, you take yours. And what I told him, I said, look.
Hey, for what it's worth, also pushing his kids into really good waves, too.
Sure.
And people are giving him free space on it because it's your kid.
And that's what it was that really bothered me. And I told him, I said, look, I've been sitting back waiting my turn. I understand I'm on an 11-foot board. I could grab every single one of these waves that came through. And that would not be nice.
Right.
It would not be fun. And it's not the right way to do it. And I'm looking for the right way to do it. And I see you're here with your children and you're pushing them into waves. And I've been deeper on waves and I'm letting them go because they're kids and it's great. So, but once they've gone and a set wave comes my way and I'm popped up and I'm in the slot, don't drop in on me. Like, why are you burning me blatantly? Like, I'm giving you your respect and you're not. And I can barely get these words in, Jeff.
Of course not.
Because he's completely like, talking down my throat. It's 1 foot. You could be. He's trying to play this game.
He told
game.
You to go down to the beginner spot.
Yeah,
I saw him do that.
Longboarders don't even belong
when I cruised
here.
Up, he was pointing down.
Sure.
And I, to be fair, I lied a little bit. I paddled up. It's very crowded, and everyone's kind of watching now this scene.
Sure.
You guys are
everyone's watching this unfold.
They are. And I said, hey, I paddled up to your circle, and I said, I don't know him. I looked at you.
Yeah.
My first line was,
that's good.
I don't know him, but, and I'm not trying to be a tough guy to you. I'm not trying to fight you, but that was wrong. You've dropped into him twice and I've seen it. And
it's,
I don't think that, yeah. I, you know, and so I
it's
said
on
that,
purpose.
And his first thing was, yeah, go back over the hill. You're not even from here. It's like, well, or you don't live here. And so now I'm in a different argument. I go, well, I do live here, but anyway, it doesn't. Yeah. Not that that even. How I don't know what that is relevant to the conversation
sure.
right now. But you're dropping in. And by the way, I don't look like I live here, but I'm on a locally shaped board trying to maintain the peace
for
the
sure.
lineup. And you're on a foam top dropping into people.
Yeah.
Like actually, it looks like someone doesn't surf here too often.
Yeah, exactly.
Because etiquette is a thing.
Absolutely.
And that's scary to see etiquette in a road like that.
Complete
and then a guy
disregard.
Be so indignant. And then he started talking just back over me. And you're there.
Yeah.
And then as we're arguing, you heard.
this was my favorite part. I told you this as we were paddling. And this is my favorite part of the whole exchange. Because we've been chirping at each other for 5 minutes or so, or 3 minutes or so. And this girl on this longboard up the way, just like not a part of the conversation at all, just screams like, shut the fuck up. I'm trying to relax out here. And I just like, I kind of have half a glance at her. And I just like, I give my hand like the, I'm brushing some crumbs away from me. Like, get
right.
at it. Look.
I mean, we were cognizant.
Don't bother. The adults are speaking.
Very cognizant his son was right there.
And
I don't want to, you know, I would hate it if someone came up to me and approached me with my kid right there.
Sure.
And there was no cussing. There was no voice raising. And I know how you talk. And you're very firm and confident, but very mellow.
Yeah.
And I think that's a great way to approach a conversation. And not that I do it well, but in this instance, I wasn't even... And so you don't even look like you're from here. And then he pushed his kid into a wave and he was paddling back. And that really bugged me.
Yeah.
And then he paddled, I was like, that's ridiculous. Well, what am I supposed to look like? And then he's paddling back. And I go, what am I supposed to look like if I'm from here? Like a douchebag who drops in on people? And he goes, yeah.
Oh, well, he fits the bill. So he and I are still conversing about this, and a third good wave comes through, and he flips around.
Yeah, that's...
And I'm sitting deeper.
Now he's just being...
And I also flip around, and he told me blatantly, and I asked him, I was like, so what, are you going to drop on me on every single wave? He said, yeah, I'm going to do it on the next 5 or 6 waves, every wave. He told me shamelessly. So a wave comes through.
He owned you out there,
dude. And true enough, we flipped around. We both stroked in. I'm right in the slot, and he's out ahead of me.
Yes.
I make the section. We're both coming down the line. And we start talking to each other on the wave.
Yes.
In the slot. And I'm telling him, I'm like, so what now? You see I can surf. You see I'm not getting left behind. And you're still dropping in on me. You are in my way right now. Like, you're doing this on purpose. It's not the way it's supposed to be done. Like, what am I supposed to do here? And we paddle back out. He's sitting with his kids. I wait for his kids to get pushed into waves. And he's sitting there alone. And I paddle back into him. And so... This next piece, this is something I've been trying to exercise. I heard someone online say this.
Yeah.
Actually, and this is bullshit. I'll try to make this super, super quick.
No, it's fine.
I watched a video recently of a real estate investor.
Okay.
It, like, talking with a renter that wasn't paying his rent.
Got
and they're having this conflict, right?
Okay.
And someone, another real estate guy, his name is Meet Kevin. If you have any interest in real estate investing at all, go check this guy's channel out. He's interesting. And he's breaking down this conversation.
Got it.
And he's watching how the realtor navigates this tenant, this deadbeat tenant.
Okay.
And he's a little overly hostile, like overstates his opinion about why he's frustrated as an investor.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
And this guy, Meet Kevin, he stops and he says, this is where this guy blew it. If he had just apologized, even though he didn't do anything wrong, it would have completely changed the dynamic of this conversation.
Okay.
And this is what he said. He said, what does an apology cost you? Not a dime. Cost you nothing to say sorry to someone, even if you're not sorry. Can completely change someone's entire tune.
It changed the dynamic.
So I've been exercising this for the last couple weeks, just in my day-to-day life. As my wife and I have disagreements about little things, I try and find a moment of calm and I ask myself, what does an apology cost me here?
True.
And it's been helpful.
Oftentimes it's better to have peace than to be right.
Sure, sure. And I said to this guy, I paddled up to him after his kids left and I said, look, I'm sorry that we're having beef in front of your kids. I don't want that. And he said, yeah. And said, I'm not trying to have a confrontation in front of your children. I understand that's uncomfortable. I'm just trying to understand, in your opinion, what is my move here? Because
you wait your turn.
I'm on an 11-foot board, and I recognize it's a weapon, right? It can crash into people.
You said that to him?
Yeah, I did. I said, I'm on a huge board. This is dangerous if it gets loose and hits someone. And I'm waiting my turn. I've been here for 45 minutes. Patiently letting other people go by, I could grab every single wave.
Yes.
And I'm not going to do that. So I'm waiting my turn and I go. And then you shamelessly drop in on me.
Yes.
And you've done it two or three times in a row now. It's clear you're going to do it. And so I'm just wondering, like, what? So you're taking offense that I'm coming over saying something to you about it, but you're seemingly also taking offense that I'm taking waves because you're dropping in on me.
Yeah.
He said, look, it's one. And he tried to take this moral high ground where he's like, surfing's about having fun, and you're clearly not having fun because you're here arguing as 1 foot waves roll by, and on an 11-foot board, you could be riding them. He said, this is a silly day. I'm going to take every single wave that comes through, and if you want to ride behind me or in front of me, do it. And so I told him, I said, look, here's how I'm looking at the situation now. You and I fundamentally disagree on how this should go. Because if someone's on a wave, I'm not going to go. Even on a small, silly day. Because it makes the wave less fun for the person who's in the slot.
Yeah.
I can't make turns. You're making turns in front of me, and I'm having to make turns when I don't want to make turns, when I'm in the slot, because you're pulling back into the slot.
You guys had a comprehensive conversation.
Yeah, we did. We talked for over 5 minutes. And I said, there's no other takeaway from me, because at least now I know your intentions, and I have clarity about how you feel about this, and I just disagree with it. And to which he said, and this is the biggest takeaway, he said, look, man, I'm going to go on every single wave, and I know you can surf, and you surf good. I have no problem with you surfing. And at that point, I thought to myself, cue those reggae horns, Adam Montiel. And I thought to myself, that's as close to an apology as I'm going to get.
That's right.
And I'm going to fucking take it, man. D-bag McGee said that I surf good, and that's good enough for me.
Dude, you were complimented surfing, not only
by the angriest of locals.
It's rare to even get complimented for your surfing, but by someone who doesn't want to compliment you.
Yeah, by someone who clearly dislikes me.
That, there's no better compliment.
And as soon as he said that, I just shut my ears. I'm like, what's up?
Yeah. All right. God bless you, young man.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you for your kind words.
Drop it on any wave you'd like.
Yep. Yeah, you know, then we hightailed it out of there. So we had a conflict. It didn't blow up into as big a thing as it could have. No curse words were exchanged. I got talked all over, but I stood my ground, mixed it up with the locals, and got paid a juicy compliment. So.
I wanted to address some questions from Damian Anderson in Australia. However, I think this is good. I think we should leave it here. I think it would be fun to toss around. So if you're listening and you have one stupid surf question or a time in which you had a confrontation in the water, I'd love to hear about it, either on Instagram, Midlife Surfer Podcast, or I ditched my Jeff at Midlife Surfer email. I didn't get any emails. I wanted to save the $7.99 a month. No one was emailing me there. It's all about Instagram, apparently.
Yeah.
But after watching The Social Dilemma last night, that makes me nervous, too.
Slide into those DMs.
But I do have an email address that's active called midlifesurfer@gmail.com. So that goes to my phone, and I'll see it, midlifesurfer@gmail.com. So anyway, a topic you'd like to discuss, or if you just want to share your story about you kooking out on someone or someone kooking out on you, I think that's pretty funny. So we'll leave it there, Eric. And that's a really interesting story. And I'm glad. But listen, man, I would have put up with all that bullshit just to be complimented in the nature in which you were complimented.
And I want to ask you, the listener.
Yeah.
Have you ever been yelled at?
Yeah.
Have you ever mixed it up with a local? Have you had words in the lineup where you felt like you were wronged or you were in the wrong? And if so, we want to hear about it.
For better or worse.
Yeah.
I've noticed beginners, like there's a lot of beginner surfers that like this podcast.
Hey, good.
Which wasn't my intention.
God bless you.
But
no, I love it.
And I bet you there's a couple of you out there that's been yelled at, because I've been yelled at, and I've talked about that before.
Yep. I've been yelled at a handful of times.
And you were yelled at today, in fact. So it never ends.
Indeed. Actually, I did the yelling today.
You didn't yell.
Well, he started the conflict by doing something wrong, but I started the conversation.
You said a nice mellow.
He would have been happy to ignore me and continue dropping in on me. Before we wrap, I want to say, Jeff Hayman, I have been inspired by you and your resurgence in longboarding and your podcast. And I know you're laughing and you think it's silly, but truthfully, I went for about a month after the evacuation with fire where I didn't get in the water. And you started telling me that you were on this pursuit to ride the nose.
Yeah.
And you've been taking out your nose rider. And
you didn't do any of that today.
Man, and so I've been getting in the water with intention. I probably surfed 4 or 5 times in the last 2 weeks.
Fuck yeah.
And I'm going to keep going.
Good.
And as we talked on this podcast, I believe before, I sold my nose riding board. And I promptly turned around and bought the same exact board. I went to the same shaper that shaped the first one, and I said, I need a new sponson nose rider. I sold mine. I want it a little narrower, like a quarter inch narrower and like 2/8 of an inch thinner.
Yeah.
And I want it to be greener.
It'll be a different board. It will be a different board. So just to summarize, you sold your 10-0 sponson nose rider, and then, which was custom made for you, Nick Palandrini or Palandrani?
Palandrani.
Nick Palandrani. That's a controversial topic on this show. I never know how to say it. Nick Palandrani, Source Surf Boards. Check out his website. Cool dude. Makes beautiful boards. Expensive, beautiful boards.
Yeah, they're beautiful.
And so you sold it, and then within a month and a half's time, you ordered
the
sponson from Nick Palandrani. Call me Drini. Source Surf Boards.
Same length.
Dimensions?
Quarter. So my first one was 10-0, 24 and a quarter cross, and 3 3/8 thick. This board is also 10-0, 24 across, not 24 and a quarter. And I went from 3 3/8 down to 3 1/8.
I think you'll be fine.
I think so.
I hope you will be.
Take a look at this board on Instagram. Follow through the hashtag sponson model.
Yeah. S-P-O-N-S-O-N. I looked up sponson, and it's a, I don't know if the term would be a maritime term, but it's a, it's a term regarding boating.
Yeah, for sure.
So
what I would say is that this board, more than any other board I've ever ridden, when you look at pictures of it, the outline and the lines are striking.
Yeah.
The concave in the nose looks like a rainbow arc. The tail's got a kick lip on both sides, like a scoop. Yeah. It's just beautiful to look at. I'm really, really excited to get this board. And Nick, I don't know if you listen to podcasts, but I appreciate you, and I'm really excited to get this board in hand.
Sweet. Well, I'm happy to inspire you myself.
Hey, truly I have been.
Rarely I've been known as an inspirational surfer, but today, you just passed on your compliment you received from an angry douchebag in the water.
Yeah, yeah.
And you shared some positivity my way.
Let's zip through these questions from a write-in.
I was going to do it next episode. Let's do it. Yeah, next episode. And then if you have a question or a story, send it to us, and we'll do a listener mailbag.
Sounds good.
Eric, God bless you. Do you have any kind words to say before we're out of here?
Be kind to one another.
Be kind to one another.